Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk about her work with the San Juan County Partnership, Julie Smith is back in the studio with me from the San Juan County Partnership. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Thanks for coming back.
Nice to be here.
Good to have you back and to talk about this project that you are working on. It's a pretty big deal, right?
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff going on.
So first I wanted to talk about our New Mexico Community Survey.
Mm-hmm.
So the survey does end tomorrow, but there are still opportunities for people to take the survey and possibly win a prize from $100 to $500. And we really want the community's feedback on how our community views and is approaching substance misuse and many other health concerns in our area. So please, if you haven't had a chance to take the survey, it takes about 5, maybe 10 minutes. Click on or use your phone and do the QR code or go to that link and take a few minutes to give your feedback and help improve our community.
Okay. So, and it's in different languages as well, right,
for folks? I believe so.
Okay.
I've only taken it in English, so
okay.
I'm not sure.
There you go. But you were looking for folks who are 18 and older to take the survey and give you some feedback, and the deadline is tomorrow. So you've already got a bunch of responses, but you want a few more.
Yes. Final push. Let's get our numbers higher than they've ever been before, which
okay.
would be amazing.
Right. And a chance to win some prizes for your opinions, I guess, right, on what you think is going on. And so
yes.
That's good to know. There's a QR code. If you're watching this on our video platforms, you should be able to point your phone at that screen and be taken right to the survey to help out and give some feedback to the San Juan County Partnership. So
yes,
we can certainly do that. So wonderful. Now, the other thing we want to talk about, though, is this other project that you are working on, right?
Yes, Media Ready. So this has been the project that I have been most involved with since I came on with the partnership. This is a direct service program, and that means that I'm actually working with folks in our community. And for this project, it happens to be 6th through 8th graders, and I've been partnering with the Boys and Girls Club of Farmington and teaching these classes of Media Ready. So we've completed 2 cohorts now and have started a third. And I just wanted to show some of the great results from the kiddos' work. So to
okay.
explain what Media Ready is,
yeah.
it's a media literacy program. So we start off just going through ads, teaching them how to look at them critically and think about what is really being sold to them. Is it really just a hamburger, or are there other things being sold? Who's paying for the ad? Who are the messages positive? Are they negative? What are the implied messages? Those types of things. So we get them critically thinking about all of the media that they're seeing. And then we transition into looking at alcohol, tobacco, vaping ads, and really focusing on what is being sold to our kiddos and whether or not these media are targeting our kids, which they're not supposed to be. So it's really critical for them to develop these efficacy skills for learning refusal skills, to learning how to critically think about not just the media, but these skills transfer to critically thinking about everything. So it's really important, and they have fun because at the end they get to create these counter ads. So they take an ad. We just went through magazines, found ads just there, normal everyday ads,
right.
and they take everything that they've learned in the 10 classes that they've been doing and kind of turn those ads on their head and do a counter ad. So
you brought
really,
some examples with you.
I did bring
this
some
morning,
examples.
So we're going to show those in just a moment. But I just wanted to point out, too, that, I mean, kids are exposed to a lot of advertising these days. I would say probably more than ever before, because kids and adults are looking at our screens all the time.
Yes.
And a lot of the things we use are supported by ads, or else we'd have to pay for it. And so we don't
absolutely
like to pay for things, so we have to deal with these ads all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. They, whether it's on their phone or even, you know, all of the Farmington school kiddos have laptops that they use for their homework. But it doesn't matter where you go. Even if you just pop up a regular internet search, you're going to get ads down the side. So even if you're not looking for something that should trigger an ad, you're getting ads.
Right.
I mean, this is our society now. And we talk about that, you know, that how media is everywhere around us. Everywhere. So
you're welcome. You're welcome, Julie.
Not all of it's
good
bad.
And bad, but yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Even just walking down the halls of the Boys and Girls Club, we found examples of media.
Well, you have a soda machine. It's probably got a big logo on it, and that's an ad.
That's an ad.
Right.
Right. You can, and then they begin to think of the things that they see around them just a little differently. So it's a good thing.
And so
it's been really exciting to see the growth.
Yeah. Let's go through some of the ones that you brought with you this morning, because I really think they're really cool. And to see what the kids, these are all ideas from the kids, right?
Yes,
to
come up with these seventh and eighth graders.
Okay.
This is all their work.
All right. So here's your typical ad for some beer, right?
Yes.
Looks like. And I wanted to point out too, if you don't know what a magazine is, ask your grandparents, because they were things that were printed on paper years ago that people
could read.
And
they might still come to their
mailbox. You
may
still get them, or you see them at the waiting room at the doctor's office or the dentist's office.
Correct.
But yeah, so this is a beer ad. Okay.
Just a normal beer ad.
And again, nothing wrong with these products, right?
Nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong with these products if you are of legal age to consume.
Right. Okay. So it says from the first sip to the final whistle, and there's a logo, and then on the other can is kind of a soccer ball into a net, I'd
yes.
say. Right? Okay.
Absolutely.
And then if we go to the second revised ad, what did they change?
So this student changed the logos on and actually they used their computer for part of it.
Right.
And took and put pictures that they found on the internet. Probably got some ads with those, and changed it to be from first sip to final days instead of from what the original said.
Yeah.
And showed from first sip to somebody in a hospital bed.
Okay.
Implying that, you know, not the alcohol can be dangerous for you.
Well, they don't imply. They wrote it right on the thing, right?
Yeah,
they said alcohol kills more than 3 million people every year, and so that's what they're implying, and that's what they're saying.
Yeah, this goes a little bit beyond just implying.
Right.
They're stating. And that's the thing with counter ads. They actually state what some of the implied messages are, some of the things that they leave out of their advertising.
Sure. And again, no one's going to advertise that their product plays a role in the deaths of 3 million people a year.
No.
We get that.
Yes.
But this is the other side of the story.
This is the other side of the story. So this is what this kiddo came up with,
okay.
And I think it's brilliant.
Right. So again, that's what we're seeing. And then the next one, this is another beer ad. This is another shot of a can in the mountains with snow on it, and it's talking about how it's made cold and packaged cold and enjoyed cold, and that's kind of the text on the ad.
Yes.
For our radio audience who can't see the picture. Right.
Right.
So, and so this is what they started with, and then this is what they ended with, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So one of the things that we talk about in Media Ready is the use of color and how color draws the eye. And so this student really wanted to bring that to light and highlighted some very important words in their work. So risk of dying, so enjoyed the risk of dying in a crash or alcohol poisoning. And they highlighted dying and alcohol poisoning to really highlight those aspects of their counter ad.
Right.
And then the statistic that they put in there with it is there have been 95,000 people die from a alcohol-related crash in the last year.
Which is backed up by facts, right?
Backed up by facts.
And then they do the research, right, to come up with these things.
They do the research. They did take some of the statistics are out of their Media Ready workbook, which are definitely reliable statistics.
Okay.
So it adds weight to these counter ads that they're finding and or using what they've
right.
already learned.
I do see a little bit of editorializing, though, on this ad, Julie Smith, and that
yes.
is taste bad. They wrote that up there.
They did.
It might be a personal thing. I don't know.
It might be a personal thing. It might be the flip side of tastes great or whatever the original was.
Right.
Enjoyed cold.
Yeah, that could be. That was the original ad, and then they changed it to this. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Or maybe an older parent said, this beer tastes bad.
Maybe.
They don't know, right? So, okay. Next up,
next.
We have more. I see a theme here. We
yes.
have alcohol. This is Jim Beam. And again, the raised one to those who never let you down. And then raised right. So that's that ad, the original ad, right?
The original ad.
Okay. All right.
And so, and then at the very top, if you see that Jim Beam's like wax logo says, enjoyed since
1785 or 95.
Yeah, I right. can't quite read it from
1795.
Here.
1795. Long time.
So this student wanted to flip that part on its head and said has been causing death since 1795.
Oh, okay.
So,
right.
yes. And so the main message is raise one. If you'll flip back, Scott,
yep.
raise one to those who never let you down.
And they changed it to?
They changed it to raise one to let you down.
Ah,
and
yeah.
from raised right to raised wrong.
Right.
And then a big old.
Correct. Yes.
Yes. And then a big old dollar sign on the bottle.
Right.
Indicating that really what they're wanting is your money.
Sure.
Sure.
As most advertising does.
As most right. advertising does, right?
That's true. That's true. Okay.
So what that signifies in this media ready teaching is that we show them that it's they're selling you something, but really they're just wanting your dollars.
Right.
I mean, but what they're selling you isn't always just the Jim Beam. It's the atmosphere that they create in that ad. And so
sure.
Which
if
is
I go back. You can see a little bit of the gathering of
the
they're all happy. They're all having a good time. It's
right.
friends or whatever's happening in that picture. But yes, that's the idea.
That's
sure.
the idea.
Of
so
course. Good to know. And good for these. Again, these are how old? These grade levels?
Sixth, seventh, and eighth graders.
Okay. And so, again, as we said, you know, they shouldn't be targeted by these ads for alcohol, but we know that they see them.
We know they do.
And they do get.
As a matter of fact,
exposed to
I
these
think,
ads.
I think the counter ad on this one actually highlighted how many ads did it? No, I think the statistic is they'll see by the time they reach the legal age to purchase alcohol, they will see 100,000 ads.
Wow.
100,000.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah. From yeah, until they hit to 21.
To 21, before they hit age 21.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Very That's, interesting. Yep. This
so
is the
staggering.
Media Ready program. Again, you worked with kids at the Boys and Girls Club in Farmington.
Correct.
For these types of ads. Here's another one.
Here's our last one.
Okay.
And they had the choice of doing alcohol or a tobacco or smokeless tobacco or vaping.
Okay.
This student chose smokeless tobacco. Because their parent uses, and
okay.
they had some pretty strong emotions after learning some of the statistics around what happens with smokeless tobacco. So this says, you know, comfortable on the outside, Copenhagen on the inside. It's a Copenhagen pack, so they're little pouches instead of loose cut.
Right.
And warning, this product can cause gum disease and tooth loss. And
that's before you changed it. So that's one of the first ads that at least has a little bit of that.
Yes,
truth.
And that's one thing that the student commented, like, oh, this ad actually does have a pretty large warning.
Yeah.
And I want to do something to highlight it more.
Okay.
So in their counter ad.
We see this.
She highlighted it yellow. So there's some yellow in the overall ad. And she wanted to really bring that yellow forward. And so she used a highlighter, and instead of it being white and kind of fading into the background, again, use of that color to bring it forward. So it, she's
it's putting, a more pretty straight language there, right in your face.
Not good for your health. Dangerous stuff on the inside instead of good stuff on the inside. Mm-hmm. And then on each little packet of tobacco, she put a, what is that? The do old, not, the...
The red circle with the line through it.
The red circle.
Symbol, right.
Yeah, the the do not enter, do not do this, the...
Right, exactly.
Hey, this is bad.
That's
and then added another warning, causes addiction. Little trouble with spelling there, but bad breath and causes cancer.
Right.
She thought that was really important to add because the, even though the... There is a warning on there. It does not mention cancer.
Sure.
And she thought that was a pretty important. So.
Very interesting. Well, it looks like they learned a lot in this class, right?
It does.
In this session. And so, so very interesting. And again, to point out that these ads are, you know, these are products that are legally able to be advertised in the media.
Absolutely.
In our country. And so, you know, and anyone can take an ad and pick it apart and look at it and talk about it. And so that's what your class does, right?
Yes.
These sessions. So
these sessions do. And like I said at the beginning, the important thing is to teach them to think critically about the things that they're seeing. And so these skills transfer beyond just looking at these magazine ads and into their daily life. So hopefully that they gain some skills and take a little bit away from this.
Right. Well, I think they would. And I think when they see them out in the wild, if you will, as they're going about their daily lives, because we know they're exposed to 100,000 between now and 21, they'll be able to say, oh, this is an ad trying to sell me this, but I know that it also means this product means X, Y, and Z, and those aren't good things.
And those aren't good things.
Yeah.
So. Especially for those who are underage.
Right. Right. This program is continuing, right?
Yes.
You have some more cohorts coming in?
Yes, we have another cohort that started this week at the Boys and Girls Club, and then there will be several more over the summer, and we'll continue doing them until we've reached all of the kiddos at the Boys and Girls Club that fit the age range, which is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Also, in communication with the Aztec Boys and Girls Club to set up some cohorts there, working to do some in some private schools in the fall.
Okay.
And certainly open to working in any of our public schools. We've had a little bit of trouble with all of the COVID.
Sure.
strangeness.
Restrictions and things. And
yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But we're willing, open and ready to get in there and teach this to every 6th, 7th, and 8th grader in our county.
Gotcha.
So reach out to me if you would, if you're interested in having this, and I'll have my email address. Oh,
we can show it right
Scott.
Now. We can show it right now. There
Scott
it is.
Scott is so good.
On it. There it is.
So if you are a teacher or if you're a homeschool parent and part of a homeschool group and are interested in me doing this with 6th, 7th, and 8th graders in homeschool, I am happy to bring this message and this course to anyone. So please reach out to me.
There you
and,
go.
I look forward to hearing to, from anyone.
Right. And radio audience, if you can't see it, I'll just read it out. It's smithj@sjcpartnership.org. So Julie Smith, smithj@sjcpartnership.org for San Juan County Partnership, of course. And so that's how you can reach out. But this and this grade level was chosen kind of by design, right? Is that kind of the age group that
this,
folks think are most maybe impressionable by these ads and can maybe learn about them and use that later in life too?
Correct. This is an evidence-based program. So it was developed by folks who did lots of research and put this together. It's been had statistics that show that it's effective in the way that it's delivered in reaching those objectives. So that's one of the reasons why we chose this program is because it is evidence-based and is part of the evidence-based registry for SAMHSA programs. So lots of research behind how effective this is with this particular age group.
Gotcha. Good to know. And again, this is a grant-funded initiative and you have funds to do this a little bit longer or
for a couple more years.
Okay.
So I'm happy to, like I said, happy to
reach
go
out
anywhere and present this to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders anywhere in our county.
Okay. All right. Very good.
reach out to Julie Smith and let her know that you are interested in providing this to your 6th, 7th, and 8th graders and in your world, and she can make arrangements to get the message out to your students. One of the things we wanted to mention is a new guidebook, right, that you are working on in San Juan County.
In light of the change in the cannabis laws in New Mexico, legalization and decriminalization last year, and then with retail sales just beginning at the beginning of this month, we thought it was very timely to create a guidebook to know the laws, how to properly store, and some safety information around cannabis. So this particular guidebook is in draft form, and we're wanting feedback on it. So there's many pieces to it. We talk a lot about the laws, so people need to know the laws.
Right, which are brand new, as you mentioned.
Brand new.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico. So, and differ a little bit from the surrounding states that have also legalized adult use cannabis. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that people understand the laws in our state and the laws in each township,
or if you're in the city or the county, because
yeah,
those
city
could
or
change,
county,
right?
Because those can be slightly different.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure that everybody understands and where to find those laws if they want to dig deeper.
Okay.
Also, because my grant works, as you saw with the previous Media Ready, my grant works for preventing or delaying first use of alcohol, tobacco, or cannabis for ages 9 to 20.
Okay.
So much of this book also focuses on preventing social access to cannabis, and that means getting it through means other than purchasing it. So we
know it's illegal for those younger folks to do it anyway, right?
It is.
But as we know with alcohol and other drugs, kids get it anyway.
Kids get it anyway. Somehow.
Some kids. Not all.
Some kids, right. And so we want to highlight that, first of all, it's a fourth degree felony to provide cannabis to a minor. So that's anyone under age 21, regardless of relationship status. So to highlight that, we show that in our guidebook, and we back that up with some of the reasons why. So we know that the developing brain is under development until at least age 21. It's probably more like age 25, and that of course varies from person to person, but at least age 21, and the effects that it can have on the developing brain, for the use of cannabis, is really staggering. So for adolescents, it can have long-term lasting biological and psychological effects, including permanent decreases in IQ up to 8 points. And that's research-backed. This is not...
Right.
Decreased memory retention, so making it harder to learn in school and remember things, and increased paranoia, anxiety, and depression. This is specifically for those under age 21, under age 25-ish, but definitely under age 21. So we're not saying for adults that you should not use. We're not condoning. We're not...
Right.
We're just saying for kiddos under age 21, this is a bad idea. And we want to make sure that everyone out there who may be enjoying this new freedom is doing it in the safest way possible.
And responsible way, too,
and
if
responsible
you have kids in the
way.
House, I suppose, too, right?
Absolutely. So we also talk about safe storage. Mm-hmm. It is actually in the law that you are supposed to keep any cannabis or cannabis-containing products in a locked container out of public view. So we want to make sure people know that as well so that they're in compliance. Mm-hmm. And that's a safety thing. Some of the cannabis-infused products highly resemble regular products that may be very tempting to young kids to eat.
Right.
Things that look like candy.
It's not always a cigarette, right? The edibles look very much like candy or whatever, right?
Very much like a chocolate bar or very much like a gummy bears or
right.
Very enticing.
Sure.
So those are the products that we want to make sure are definitely locked away and kept out of the reach of kids and pets.
Yeah. Good point.
I'm a pet parent, right, too, so right. We want to make sure that we include that. So kids and pets. And we're hoping in the next grant year that our that my particular grant will be able to provide some lock boxes, mm-hmm, free of charge to folks. So if they need one, they could come to the partnership and pick one up.
Good,
so that's good to know. But
okay, in the meantime,
back to the guidebook.
Right, and you want feedback.
We do. We want feedback because it's very new. We want folks who are over the age of 21 to email me, and I will email them. So you don't have to come to a group. You don't have to show up anywhere.
Right.
You just have to have an email address. They can email me. I'll email you a PDF of the guidebook.
Of this draft, right.
Of this draft, mm-hmm, of this guidebook. And we want you to look through it and just give us your honest feedback. What do you like? What do you don't like? Are there things that you feel are missing? There's a lot of information. It's about 10 pages. But it could, if you feel like there's something that should be there that isn't, we want that feedback as well.
Okay. So, good to know. And so there's your address again, smithj@sjcpartnership.org. And folks can email you and request a link to the draft of this guidebook, and then give you and look at it, and then read it on their screens, and then give you feedback. That's what you're looking for.
That's what I'm looking for.
And you want this in the next 30 days, or what's your deadline on trying to get this all wrapped up to try to then publish this as not draft form?
Correct. Probably in the next 15 to 20 days. We'd
okay.
really like to get this out before
the end of May.
Before the end of May.
Then that's where we are. Okay.
Yes.
There you go.
So we're at the end of
April.
April.
Right now, right? I know.
Whatever month that is.
Right.
We're at the end of April. So, yeah, by, let's say, May 15th.
Okay. But a lot of things that you were talking about, a lot of things about the, you know, knowing how cannabis maybe affects younger people and the developing brain and things like that, made me think about some of the things we hear about alcohol, that, you know, kids, teens that drink alcohol, and it has a negative impact on their development and things like that. We know fetal alcohol syndrome and all those different things. And so this doesn't seem to be a big stretch to me that we should take the same precautions and be aware of the same things with this newly legalized item as we have been with others, like cigarettes and alcohol and the other things we've been talking about this morning.
Correct. And that's the way we're wanting folks to approach this. Yes, this is a new legalized item for adults. And all of the safety precautions that we've learned about alcohol, tobacco, over the years, we just want to apply that to cannabis use and make sure that we're just giving our kiddos the chance to be the best versions of themselves. So restricting access to alcohol, tobacco, and cannabis just means that they're going to have that chance. So
right. Very true. And learning how to interpret the ads that they see, those 100,000 ads they see up to the age 21, to know what the real maybe sales pitch is.
Absolutely.
Very important. Julie Smith, thanks for coming in this morning. Always appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Scott.
You're very welcome. There's your email address one more time. For folks who want to reach out about anything we've talked about, they can certainly do that, and you'll get back to them. I know you're great about that. So
yes.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. My guest this morning from the San Juan County Partnership with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.